And now we bring you Bobby Orr, hockey legend, hockey royalty, whose name alone takes us back to one of the most celebrated plays in hockey history. It was May 10th, 1970, the deciding game of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Boston Bruins against the St. Louis Blues. In sudden death overtime, there was this call from play-by-play announcer Fred Cusick.
Orr fights to keep it in, does, has it in the corner to Sanderson. Back in front to Orr, shot, score!
And won the Stanley Cup. Bobby Orr was a hero, and the Bruins' 29-year Stanley Cup drought was over. A statue of Orr flying through the air making that goal stands outside the Boston Garden today. Here's Orr.
I'm thrilled to have that statue at the Garden, and I was thrilled to be the guy that scored the final goal. But when I look at it, it's much more.
It started for Bobby Orr as a little kid on pond and river ice in the town of Parry Sound, Ontario, 2 hours north of Toronto. He was discovered by the Bruins early. Over the many decades since, during his career and in his retirement, Orr has kept a low profile. But now the hockey legend is speaking out publicly, really for the first time, after writing his first book, a memoir titled Orr, My Story. Bobby Orr joined us yesterday to talk about his early life, hockey, and that famous goal.
You know, it was a goal that was a special goal. It growing up in Canada, being a young boy, my dream was to play in the NHL and to be on a Stanley Cup team. That was the final game for the Stanley Cup championship. So it was great that I scored the goal, and I keep seeing it, which is very, very nice. But but the whole thing is what it's all about, the teammates, the how we got there. That in my mind, that really is a story.
I think that night back in 1970 is one of those moments that you remember forever as a hockey fan. I mean, when I close my eyes, I can still see myself as a high school student sitting in front of the black and white TV at a kitchen table with a crummy signal with my father as a hockey nut, and the two of us just screaming when that happened. And I mention it because at the start of your book, I couldn't shake the notion that you were closing your eyes and remembering, that sweet, simpler life that you lived up in
Absolutely.
Parry Sound
Absolutely.
As a skinny little kid.
When I look at that statue, I think back to, I was playing minor hockey 10 years before at home. I was playing with my buddies on the river or on the lake. I think back to the sacrifices my parents made. My father worked two or three jobs. My mother worked a couple jobs, so they couldn't drive me all the time. But I had so many friends that would drive me. So, yes, it's great, but that was one moment. But how did we get to that moment? And that's what I really think about.
As opposed to that, what's your most treasured moment in hockey?
In the Olympics in Vancouver, I was one of the flag bearers, and to walking into that stadium was just unbelievable in Canada, in Vancouver. So that was wonderful.
When you were a kid in the hockey off season, you had summer jobs. You were a bellboy at a local hotel. You were a farmhand. You worked in a butcher shop.
Yep.
You picked worms for fishermen.
I picked fish worms.
What was your favorite?
I have to tell you a story about the bellhop. I wasn't very big, and I would go outside to get the bags to take the people to their rooms. And I still remember Mr. Peoples. He ran the place. And I would be leading the people into the hotel. They would be carrying their own bags because they felt I was too small to be carrying that big bag. So, of course, I would be called into Mr. Peoples' room. And he said, don't do that. You must carry the bags. So now I'm out in the parking lot, and I'm out there fighting with the guests to get that bag. The bellhop job was fun.
You write about your parents in the book in a very glowing and a very wonderful way. Your mom letting you know when you went wrong with a broomstick, like a smoking the cigarette under the bridge that you write about. In terms of your relationship, you write your mom and your dad prepared you well for what was to come.
My parents worked their tails off. We didn't sit down every night, Bob, and go over rules and regulations, but we knew that we had to work. The Orr kids always worked. We didn't have much, but around the house it was neat. and my parents worked hard to provide for us. And that's how we were brought up. And it was, we didn't know anything else. It was fine.
In terms of your relationship to fans, and especially young people, you write, never underestimate the importance of events like meeting a hockey star in a young person's life. Hopefully, I've honored that ideal. Why was that important?
The professional athlete has a huge responsibility. Kids are listening. They know who we are. They're watching us. There are a lot of guys out there that do good work off the field, and I think that's important. I think that's something we all should do.
This is really the first time you've been public in talking about yourself. If you had your choice, would it be Bobby Orr, greatest defenseman to ever play in the NHL, or Bobby Orr, nice guy, or Bobby Orr, fill in the blank?
I probably Bobby Orr, nice guy that came to work every night. Huh? That's a good one, right?
Such a great pleasure.
Thanks,
to meet you. I really appreciate the conversation.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure being with you.
And good luck in the next part of your
life. Thank you.
And enjoy your grandkids.
Thank you.
Bobby Orr's new book is called Orr, My Story. He'll be signing it tonight at 6 p.m. at Willow Books in Acton, and tomorrow night at 6 at the New England Mobile Book Fair in Newton Highlands.